From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's been 1 year since Deshaun Williams took office as mayor of Urbana. IPM Student Newsroom's Knox Minot visited Mayor Williams to look back on the past year and find out what's ahead.
In terms of public safety, I know there's been a lot of debates in city council about use of force in Urbana Police Department, like staffing, infrastructure. When you first took office last year, you said you wanted to work on building consensus among residents on what the focus would be for policing and how it's done here in Urbana. How do you think that's been going in your first year in office, and how do you think it will improve in your next few years?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that I say right out the gate, you know, after the election and everything was that, you know, I wanted to ensure that I kept my word for, you know, our police department in particular. I said that we would ensure that they were fully staffed and that they had all of the resources they need to effectively do their jobs, right? That was twofold. You know, one, it was because it was the right thing to do, but also it was, you know, for us to be able to do some of the things that I wanted to see take place, like the community engagement outreach and the alternative response, you know, task force. All of these things that we, a year in, we see have not only taken place, not only have they launched, but the community, there's community buy-in, right? There is community input, you know, on some of these things. I think that we are at a good space, you know. I think that we've done a solid job in bridging the gap between our police department and our community. That takes time, right, to build that trust. I think that one of the benefits that I have to, you know, kind of on my side is that the community know that I am actively engaged, right? You know, so I'm out here with our, you know, with our at-risk youth, right? I'm in all of the places and neighborhoods and things that we're wanting to help protect and help serve. I'm actively in these areas, you know, and I was there before becoming mayor, you know, so there's that trust aspect. You know, I think that, you know, we have the buy-in from the community and they understand that, again, my heart's always going to be in the right place as far as the decisions that we have, you know, that we're putting forth. So I think we're in a good space. I'm excited to see as we, you know, continue to move forward. Excited to see, you know, just things continue to grow and move in the right direction.
I know last year there was the beginning of a lot of construction projects on Florida Avenue, Lincoln Avenue, aimed at improving safety on the roads. What's next for infrastructure improvements on Urbana? And can you talk a little bit about the progress of those projects?
Yeah, so, you know, folks seeing seeing some changes even on Lincoln Ave, for instance, right? And that was essentially around a safety study, you know. So we're doing some test trials and things of that nature, which, you know, caused some confusion and you know, some frustrations with traffic changes and whatnot. But those are all, again, we're being very intentional in our infrastructure and our redevelopment and ensuring that we provide a safe space for not only our drivers, but our pedestrians, our bicyclists and things of that nature. So we're testing out, you know, different ways in which, you know, we move forward in that space. We are actively out and about, you know, as folks may have seen, you know, me with our public works team, you know, filling potholes and things of that nature. You know, I'm literally putting my money where my mouth is, in a sense, right? But just ensuring that we, you know, again, we're listening, you know, to our community. We're hearing the concerns and the thoughts of folks and what they are wanting to see from, you know, from the streets to the sidewalks, you know, to the pavement crossings and things of that nature. We're actively listening and putting forth that effort to ensure that we address those issues.
On my way here, I drove through the Philo Road Business District. How are things progressing on the Philo Road Head Initiative? And are there things people should know about where things are progressing?
Thank you for asking. So yes, first off, there are definitely things in the works. We've been limited to, you know, what we can share, you know, just publicly due to the fact that a lot of the space is privately owned. But I will say over the next maybe month, maybe 2 months, you will see, you know, some announcements being made. I think, you know, one of the things that we had to understand very early on is that we had to reimagine, right, what that Philo Road, what that corridor looks like, right? So, you know, it's no longer the business district that it was once, you know, taught it to be. We are looking to, you know, reestablish that area, but maybe now that's it's a health and wellness, you know, space, right? We have some exciting news around, you know, some of the apartment complexes and whatnot, we finally got a good grasp on how we can move forward, you know, from a legal standpoint in the redevelopment of some of those spaces. Our community engagement center will be housed off of Philo Row, right in the, you know, in the Sunnycrest Mall area, which we're, you know, kind of in the final stages of that. There's going to be, you know, as long as everything continues to move forward, but there'll be a health and wellness space, you know, that will be, you know, in that corridor as well. So there's a lot of exciting things. I am yearning for the day that I'll be able to, you know, finally announce, you know, the things that are taking place. But like I said, there's a few other layers that I have to be mindful of before we communicate that. But I can tell you that this is absolutely still a priority, and I think the community is going to appreciate the approach that we take.
That's Urbana Mayor DeShawn Williams speaking with Knox Minot.